Hello.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling in regards to Victor Howard for Home Care Services. I'm calling from Family First Care.
Okay. How can I help you? Speaking with Victor.
So I just wanted to touch base that you spoke to my coworker Stella in regards to home care services. And so I wanted to touch base. I work as like a Medicaid enrollment specialist, long-term care. So I wanted to confirm that you had told Stella that your Medicaid was going to go inactive, correct?
I told the person, I don't know if it's Stella is the name she told me, but we'll go with Stella, all right?
Wait, I'm sorry?
I said I'm not sure if it's Stella is the name the person tell me, but we'll go with Stella. If that is what you call her, we're going to call her Stella now, all right? I told her that I have not had Medicaid or anything like that yet. I am in the process of going, as a matter of fact, my appointment to meet with the people in the lands of it's going to be on the 17th.
Okay.
It's one of my appointments, so to meet with them, and then I could discuss all of that. So I told her I really don't have anything right now, and I don't have no kind of insurance right now, as per se. So I also explained to her I don't want to get into no problem with nobody, whereas, you know, I sign up for anything, and then after 2-3 months down the road where everybody that do the signing gone, I end up with a whole lot of problems. I don't want that at this time of my life.
Got it. So do you currently have, you said that you currently have United Healthcare?
I supposed to be canceled on the 22nd of August. That's what I told.
Got it.
So
okay.
They canceled on the 22nd of August. They said because my income is too much. Which is ridiculous. I understand.
I know.
You know.
So with this, I just want to clarify. So you had United Healthcare, you canceled it because your income was too high, they said?
Yes.
Okay. And so do you know the qualifications for Medicaid, like the income resources limits? Because if you don't, I can go over that with you, and we can try to, if you want, find a way that we can do like a spend down or something if you want to, only if you would like to qualify yourself for home care or continue to qualify for Medicaid. It's totally up to you. I don't know how much you make over that or what's going through and stopping, but if you want to discuss it, we can.
Well, my unemployment worked out at $2,700 a month, okay?
Got it.
All right, and they say that is basically make me overqualified, which that's no type of money to live in this damn place, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, that's what they say. That's the policy. All right,
so it's $2,900. Do you get anything else?
No, I don't get nothing else.
So you just get the $2,700?
$2,700.
Okay, yes. So you don't get Social Security, anything like that?
No, I'm in the process of applying for all of that.
Got it.
So
okay.
Once I apply for all of that, by then my unemployment will be cut because my unemployment is going to be cut on sometime in December.
Okay. So what I'm going to advise you to do is with this, you should be under the limits because if you enroll yourself for the Social Security benefits and they cut the unemployment, I'm not sure how much they're going to give you via Social Security, but I don't think it will be over the limit, the income limit. So going through the appointment on the 17th, they will make sure that you're under the limits, confirm with them that unemployment is going to end in December, and they will move forward with you to qualify you for Medicaid and for home care services as well. That's what we're doing for this process, is not only applying you for the home care, but since it goes through Medicaid too, they're going to renew everything for you. Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Am I making sense?
I don't know. I have to say yes, you know, what I make sense. You should have a bit more idea on this thing than I do, you know?
Yeah. Do you have any assistance to help you through this process, or it's just you?
Well, my daughter, this last week, she's kind of tied up because she had to start back schooling. But
got it.
She is one who usually helped me in everything.
Did you want me to take down her name and number, and I can reach her via text just in case?
Yes.
Okay.
Her name is Alicia.
Alicia?
Yeah, that's Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and her number, let me see if I get full of phone number. I can check it.
You're good. Does she have the same last name?
Alicia married now. I don't know what the last name was. Alicia, don't get married. I don't know her last name. Nobody ever asked that question.
That's okay.
She was telling her, she just got married. Lord, I have to tell Alicia this one. Oh, my God. I can't even tell Alicia's last name. Okay, her number is 267 258-9186.
Perfect. So you said again, and just to confirm, and I'm sorry if I'm repeating too much, but the appointment you set up for the 17th?
For the 17th, yeah, the 17th of this month, I suppose.
Beautiful.
I'll be going in on 17th of September. I'll be
meeting
with the Social Security people, and I believe them is the one who do the Medicaid and all of that.
You're good. So with this, during that first appointment, I don't know if they already took down your doctor information, but they will send a form out. Did you want me to send it already so it's there by the first appointment?
Yes, you could do that.
Okay, and who is the best primary care doctor for you?
Oh, well, the primary care doctor, I don't even know the lady name, to be honest with you, because I didn't even get a chance to even go to see the lady. I suppose I was going to see the lady on the 4th of this month, but then after the 2nd of the day.
So you're going on the 4th?
I had an appointment on the 4th. I can't go to the appointment tomorrow because I don't have no insurance. So, let me see the number. The name is Suzanna.
Okay, I'm going to repeat this back. So it's, I got S like Frank.
Not F. F. F.
S.
S. S as in Susan.
Thank you.
U as in Umbrella. Z as in Zoom. A as in Apple.
Susan.
N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, and A as in Apple.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And the, where do you see Susanna?
Excuse me?
Where do you see her?
I'm supposed to see her. It's supposed to be at 5201 Old Oak Road.
Old Oak Road?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I will get that sent over to her today, okay? And it'll be there. They'll probably wait for the 4th to fill it out with you. If you have any questions during that appointment, you can call me on this direct line, okay? Did you want me to give it to you? Or you have it caller ID?
I have it caller ID.
Okay. And again, my name is Allison. So if you have any questions, you can just call me, okay?
Okay, no problem, Allison.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Victor. Take care.
All right, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.